So today we're going to talk about the Ma'apilim, and we're going to ask a couple of questions, and we'll first read the text, ask a couple of questions, and see how some of the Mefarshim deal with that. So the Ma'apilim, so this is after Hashem tells Moshe that this generation is not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, this because of the sin of the spies. And then the Torah tells us, this is Perek, Moshe tells them, this is in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Mem, Vayiver Moshe Sadvarim Ha'elal Kol B'nei Yisrael, Vayisablu Ha'amod. Moshe tells the people that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, this generation, they're mourning. And then Vayashkimu Va'boker Vayalu Arosh Ahar, they wake up in the morning and they go up to the top of the mountain, Lemor, saying, Hinenu Valinu El HaMakom Asher Amar Hashem Ki Chatanu. We're going to go up to the mountain because, you know, we sinned, because that God said we sinned. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said, Lama ze atem ofrim es pi Hashem v'ilo titzlach. Why are you violating the words of God? You're not going to be successful. Al talu ki ein Hashem bekirbechem. Do not go up because Hashem is not amongst you. Ki ha maleki vaknani sham lifnechem unefaltem. The Amalekim and the Canaanim are up on top of the mountain, and you will die by sword. God will not be with you. And then Vayapilu Lalos El Rosh Ahar. They did Vayapilu. I guess according to Sepharia, it says they defiantly. We're going to have to try to translate that. I think there are different translations. I want to try to understand what Ma'apilim means, but let's say this means they defiantly. They went up to the mountain. V'aron b'ritz Hashem Moshe lo Moshe mikera machre, but Moshe did not go up with them. V'yered ha'amaleki v'aknani yoshev bahar, and the Amaleki and the Kanani who were living in the mountain went down. V'yakum v'yaksu manachoma. So they defeated these Ma'apilim. So that's a very difficult story of the Ma'apilim. So I want to figure out what does v'yapilu actually mean. That's a very strange word. Ayin pei lamed. And also, maybe it's like a little bit of a side point, which is, where were the Amalekim? The Amalekim think we're in the mountain, but earlier in the Perek, it says, V'amaleki v'aknani yoshev ba'emek. It says earlier in the Perek that they were living in the valley, and Hashem says, okay, I want you to go Derech Yam Suf, go by the way of the desert, don't go by the Amaleki and the Kanani. So somehow they went, were they in the valley or were they in the mountain? I want to understand, first of all, my big question is, the Ma'apilim, what did they do wrong? How grave was their sin? How grave was their error? Did they do tshuva? Was their repentance incomplete? How do you understand their mistake? So, any thoughts? I'm sure some of you have contemplated the Ma'apilim story. I'd be happy to take your thoughts in terms of how you understand what it means Vayapilu, the Ma'apilim. Any thoughts here? And want to unmute yourselves? What do you think about the Ma'apilim?
Well, I don't know what Ma'apilim means, but if God told them not to go and they went, that was something they shouldn't have done, right? So
right. They
went against the word of God.
Right.
A punish for it.
Did they have like good intentions? Did they have bad intentions? Is it simply that they didn't, because God told them not to go? In other words,
they thought they had control and could take back what they had originally done.
Right.
They didn't really do tshuva. They were trying to change the course of what they had done and not following God's instructions again.
Right, they admitted their sin, I think. So, okay, Evan, yeah.
The sequence doesn't follow because in Pasuk Mem, because Vayashkimu Boker Vayalu El Rosh Ahar, and then Moshe says to them, don't go up. So they already started to go up in Pasuk Mem.
Right, so you're right. So Moshe sees them going up, and he says, you better come down. Right, they says, right.
He doesn't say that.
Right. Well, why? Right. Well, it says Vayalu. They went up to the top of the mountain, and we're going to go up now to the place, and then
Moshe says, don't go up.
Right.
So they were already
good. Yeah. It seems they were in the process of going up, because in Pasuk Mem Hey it says Vayapila Losa Rosh Ahar. So again, it's hard to know exactly, right? When did Moshe speak to them? Were they starting to go? It's a good question, exactly. Did they already go up? It seemed like they're starting to go. The Moshe says, don't do it, and they don't listen to him, and they continue up the mountain.
Unless they're making plans to go up.
Right, yeah.
But in Pasuk Mem Beis, it says that you already transgressed.
I understand. Right. What is the transgression here?
Which means that they were told. Which means that they had to have known that they weren't supposed to go.
Maybe if you know, and the pasuk starts with El, with the Bet Mosheta Tzvimel El Kol Bnei Israel, with the Blah Am Od, and then just a group said we're going to go. Maybe if everybody would have said, oh, we made a mistake, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, maybe it would have been different.
Right. Now, could there
just a small group is saying we're going to go?
Okay. So let's see. Okay, right. Now, what's the nature of their sin? So let's, right. So part of it, I think.
Modern Mapilim were those who got to Eretz Yisrael legally.
That's the Mapilim, modern day Mapilim, right.
Yeah.
So so it's interesting how we translate Vayapilu, I think may perhaps convey how bad was their sin. Because what is
Rashi says the item, I'll switch around, like the word afel, which is like cloud or darkness.
Darkness, right. So there, Evan, there are about, there are at least five definitions of what Vayapilu is. Okay? So we're gonna go through them, okay? So the first one I wanna show is Targum Unkelos. He wants to say it's Ve'arshi'u, Lemesak Leresh Tura. Is this big enough? Is it big enough on my screen here? Ve'arshi'u, Lemesak Leresh Tura. So Vayapilu means, from the word Rasha, they were wicked. They were wicked. The question is, what's the source? How do you get that? It means wicked. So this is based on the Midrash Haggadah, the next source may be Vayapilu Loshon Choshek, it's a language of darkness. Kamo Vayapilu Lefisha Rasha Nikra Choshek, that the wicked person is called dark. Shedemar V'haya B'machshech Ma'asehem, when their deeds are darkened. V'lama She'asu had V'lama, and he says, "She'asu adavar bezadon." They did this intentionally. Shemoshe haya monam shaliyachu v'kantu baretz. Moshe said, "Don't enter the land." Ve'ef shalavatal gzeira. You can't cancel that decree. Ve'heim hayu botchin levatal meshamru kichatadulach. They said that we sinned, and they want to cancel the decree. So the lashon of vayapilu from the word afela. Okay, that's where Rashi gets it from. Evan, the notion of darkness. So you can view this in one of two ways. You can view like Targum Unkelos, who's very critical, who calls them Rishayim. You don't only have to call them Rishayim, wicked people. You could say, what's the lashon of darkness? That they were in the dark, that they were foolish, that they made a silly, foolish, and fatal error. I'm just saying the length, there's if the Shoresh, if the source of Vayapilu, meaning wicked, is maybe from the language of darkness. So again, it could be the wicked person is called dark, but you could also simply be that they were simply foolish. Okay?
It could also be dark separated from the light of Hashem.
Yeah, okay, right. They were in the dark, right. No, I understand, dark. Right. There's God represents the light and they represent the darkness, and that proves that they were evil. All I'm saying is sometimes when you're in the dark, it could simply be that you don't know what's going on. It may not be as bad as being wicked. And I think what we'll see, how grave was their error.
It talks about Karbanos and a connection, but it says like we say in Yom Kippur, Ki lechol ha'am bishgaga, you know?
Right. Right. So is that a shgaga? Yeah, I don't know. So let's see.
Later on.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it connects at this point, but let's see. So
maybe they want to say that
Jewish people. I don't know. So Rashi, so again, so it could be wicked, it could be foolish. Rashi has a different take on this. Vayapilu Lashon Chozek. Okay, from Pasuk Chabakuk. It's a language of azut, stubbornness. Okay? It's a language of stubbornness. So that's another possibility. Sfarter also. Chisku levavam kinyan ve'echazak le'paro. So v'yapilu, it's stubbornness. How do you get this notion of stubbornness? So it's interesting that there is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. This is in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yudalid, which says, ki armon utash hamon ir azav, ofel ubochan. So it's a lashon of ofel there. So you have this lashon of ayin pei lamed. So the Radak translates this pasuk where it says that since for the palace shall be forsaken, the city with its stir shall be deserted, and then the mountain and tower. So ofel bochan. So the mountain and tower. The Radak translates migdalim gvohim v'chazakim yu. So do you understand it as being like it's strong? Like Vayapilu, it's a strong tower. And therefore Rashi's Vayapilu means that they were stubborn, they were strong, they weren't going to listen to what Moshe said. Or, by the way, the Ibn Ezra says Vayapilu, what does it mean? From the Lashon of Ofel, meaning that they went up the hill. Vatam Sha'alu El Ha'ofel. So we have four explanations of Vayapilu. They were wicked, they were foolish, both coming from the darkness. The other one coming from a pasuk in Yeshayahu of this tall, strong tower or mountain. So does it mean that they were stubborn, like a strong, they were strong-willed? Or does it mean from the word mountain, they went up the mountain, Vayapilu, they went up the mountain? Or we also have one final explanation that Targum Yerushalmi says Uzurizu, they went up quickly in the darkness. They went, what?
B'chashecha, it says.
Right, they went. The Vayizda Rizu b'chashecha. They went up quickly in the darkness.
Okay. But Turim gives you once more. One other one.
Yeah.
He said the gematria of Vayapilu is slachan.
Oh, okay. Ah, okay. Very cute. That's good. Okay, shkoyach. So again,
because they wanted a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, and these people are trying to
right,
get it.
Right, they want nachla. Ah, very good. So it's like Slavka did. Yeah, very good. Okay, I hear you. So again, are we? How much are we condemning them? May depend on what the word Ofel means. Vayapilu means. Does it simply mean they went quickly in the darkness? Does it mean they went up the hill? Doesn't seem to be so bad. But once you're saying they're wicked, they're foolish, that's more condemning. So what is their, what's the nature of their sin? So if you look, for example, in the Ramban, let's start off with the Ramban. The Ramban says, Vatam lama ze'atem overmis pi Hashem. So when Moshe says to them, why are you violating the word of God? So he says, Einenu b'gzeiras b'midbar hazeh yiplu pigrechem ashamar. It's not, they're not violating where God said that you're going to die in the desert. Aval yomar lama atem over mis pi Hashem ki hu tziva elai shelo talu klal v'lo tinag fulif ne'arveichem. Right, Hashem commanded that you shouldn't go up at all. You shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and that was the problem. Lo talu v'lo tilachamu. In other words, their sin was that God told them don't go, and they went up. That was their sin. Very, very straightforward. Straightforward. What's interesting is that the Malbim writes to deal with this issue of where were the Amalekim and the Canaanim. Because the pasuk says, "Vayeshkimu baboka v'yalo rosh ahar, l'malo amar lahem v'amaleki v'aknani yoshev v'aimek." So above it says, "Amalekim were in the valley." Shaya roy sheyelchu derech aimek. So maybe they should have gone by way of the valley. V'amar leh shesham ha'amaleki v'aknani v'lachin lo holchu derech aimek rak derech ahar hu har seir. Right. So what happened? These ma'pilim said, you know, they heard the decree. They had second thoughts. They regretted crying over the because of the complaints of the spies. They wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. The easier way would have been by the desert, by the valley. But the Amalekim and the Canaanim were there, so therefore they decided they were going to go up Derech Ahar, which is Har Seir. They were going to go by way of the mountain by Har Seir. Right, but betoch kach olu Amalekim v'Kananim v'itziyachu b'shahar. But meanwhile, the Amalek and the Canaanim, they end up going up there to the top of the mountain. They attack them. So that's why initially, it was the Ma'pilim said, "You're right. We can't go by the way of the valley. You know, the lowlands probably might have been an easier path because the Amalekim were there. They want to go. They don't want to fight them. They want it. So they said the straightest path would be going up the mountain, and the Amalekites went up, and then they attacked them. So they are essentially. The question though is, why was their tshuva not accepted? Why was the tshuva, the Mapilim, not accepted? Now maybe you could argue that tshuva was accepted, but there was, like the Ramban said, you know, Hashem made a decree, you can't overturn it. Can you ever overturn a decree? Is it too late? So the question is their tshuva, is their repentance a sincere tshuva? So just to point out, there are different approaches. Let's read the Netziv. The Netziv in Hamigdavar actually paints a very sympathetic picture of these Ma'pilim. He says that Va'af al Gav Shehoyolhem Lamin Lazharas Moshe, even though they should have believed in the warning of Moshe. Mikomakom Chizku Levavam Lachsho Shazharazu Eina Ela Kidei Shetehe Hamasirus Nefesh Bemes. Maybe they thought that this warning was that Moshe said, "Don't go up. You're not going to succeed." In other words, let's think about this. What was the whole complaint of the spies? We don't have the faith that we could enter into Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the spies said. We can't enter into Eretz Yisrael. We don't have faith that Hashem will help us, or whatever the similar to that. So what happens? Moshe says, "Okay, you're not going in. You're not going in. You're gonna remain in the desert." So they're thinking to themselves, maybe Moshe, and then they said, "No, we want to go. Moshe says, "No, you're not going to succeed." Sometimes, what do you do that? You say, "You can't handle it." And they said, "Yes, we can. And we really believe now. So maybe Moshe wasn't really saying, "You're not going to succeed." It's more like, "You can't handle it." But maybe if they would have said, "No, we can, and we're Moser Nefesh, and we're going to give our lives to it," then maybe we're going to succeed. And what's the similar situation? And the Medrash in Shir Shirim says, "Ba'isha bo chanani mishol v'azari lisholos pi yecheskel novi ma'amod lahem hakadosh baruch hu ve'ishi apilo atzim makiv shana ish." When Chananya mishol v'azari asked Yecheskel the Navi if Hashem would help them when they're going to throw themselves into the furnace, ha'isa ha'tshuva shelo yamod. The response was, "No, Hashem's not going to help them." In other words, Hashem, Yechezkel, or Hashem wanted that they are saying, "We're willing to give our lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're willing to give our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem will protect you." Right? That's that Medrash that says what? That Avram was willing to give his life, and so he didn't die in the furnace, but then Haran saw what happened, and then he was killed. You know, because he wasn't really willing to be Moser Nefesh. So maybe, says, that they were stubborn. Why? Because they made a mistake. Maybe it was a fatal error. According to the Netziv, they basically thought that, at least according to this first approach, the Netziv thinks that they would be willing, that Moshe was simply testing them to see whether they'd be truly willing to give up their lives for Eretz Yisrael. So they thought that Hashem would be with them at the end of the day. But they were wrong. And the question is why? Why were they wrong? So I want to share with you three approaches. The Abravanel and Oznaim Torah both have two approaches, that's saying that their tshuva were inadequate. The tshuva was inadequate. And I would like to suggest a third approach. So the Abravanel says the following. Abravanel says, V'kasher ra Moshe. So again, just to see where we are, interim summary, is that we've seen that these Ma'pilim, again, are they wicked? Are they not so wicked? Were they simply stubborn? How bad was their sin? The Netziv seems to say that they thought they made a fatal error. They thought that Moshe was just testing them. And it seems that they did a real tshuva. So why was their tshuva accepted? So we're going to provide two different approaches, why the tshuva may not have been accepted, and I'm going to suggest a third approach. Abravanel says, "V'kasher ra Moshe shegzera lokit kvar itchila lotzeis before b'mitzvos hamaraglim haroi." That once Moshe saw that God's decree was going to actuality with the death of the maraglim. Also, dearly Yisrael, kol mashe diber elav be'gzera. Then Moshe told them about the decree. V'zeh amru achrei zikron misasim v'der Moshe shkvar ma'elah kol Yisrael. So Moshe waits before he waits to tell them that they're going to die in the desert before Hashem punishes and kills the spies. And they thought, these Mapilim thought, to fix that which they twisted. By virtue of the fact that they woke up early in the morning to go up to the top of the mountain, that they regretted what they had done, and they said, behold, we're going to go up to the place that Hashem said, because we said, Moshe rebuked them. And he said, why are you violating the word of Hashem? You're not going to be successful. Kolomar, you're also rebelling now, before I said, don't be afraid, and you didn't listen. You didn't want to go. And I'm telling you, go more in the desert. Now you want to go up? You're like, don't do this. Don't go up. Hashem's not in your midst. You're not going to be victorious with your strength. Because you returned from God. They didn't listen. Moshe didn't go up with them. He didn't leave the machane, and also the Aaron didn't leave. And then he goes on and he says, the Amaleki and the Kanani went down, and they defeated them. Right? And he wants to say that Vayapilu means strength. And if you look at the fourth last line of the Bravanel, Ve'ein Safek, there is no doubt. She Yisrael Bamram, the Klaiso, when they said, Hinenu Valinu, that behold, we're going to go up. Lo Asu Teshuva Gemura, they didn't do a complete repentance. Ki Hayala Hem Lomar Lamosha, because it could have said to Moshe, Hispalel Ba'aravdecha Ki Chatadu Lashav. They should have said to Moshe, pray on behalf of your people because we sinned to God. Ava Batchuba Kocham Vigur Sal Lasat Chayav Lo Bachar Hashem Bazah. But basically, they relied on their own strength to defeat the enemy and not on Hashem's strength. Right? In other words, what's the whole point? Right? What's the whole point? He says, V'lechach lo itzlichu b'maseihem, lo kibol kadosh baruch hu tshuvasam, kamo shekibol tshuvas hanishochim ha'nechashim, l'vishahodu l'fisham, v'amu l'moshe chatanu ki dibardu Hashem u'becha. So, in other words, they, Klal Yisrael, by the, when the snake spit them in the next generation. So they said, this is 40 years later, they said, we sinned. God, and they asked Moshe, and they said, Moshe, pray for us. Here, well,
Moshe,
what?
What was Moshe that? Did pray in the parasha here.
I understand. He does. I understand, Evan, but the people do not say, we sinned, pray for us that we should be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. They don't say that. In fact, let's go back to the language. Let's go back to the language here. What's the language here? It says, did they say that we sinned? Hinenu valinu ala makom asher amar Hashem ki chatanu. That HaKadosh, this is actually more of Sirotskin says, but here, the Bravanel says that they should have told Moshe, pray for us because we sinned. But they only relied on their strength. What was the whole point? The whole point was, under natural, normal circumstances, they could not defeat all these armies of Eretz Yisrael. They needed Hashem's help. And they didn't realize that. In other words, they went from point A, which is what? Hashem, even with Hashem's help, we can't win. To point B, the other extreme, which is what? Yeah, we'll go ourselves. And we'll go ourselves and we'll defeat the enemy. We're not afraid. We feel bad. The whole point is they need to dive into Hashem and say, we sinned, but they didn't, and therefore it wasn't a complete repentance, and that's why they failed. So that's how their Bravanel wants to say.
Maybe the word just switched. In other words, it should have said first ki chatanu, and then it should have said alinu. It switches here.
Right.
And then it says Chatanu.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to go up and then they say Chatanu. It's just a
Maybe even to highlight that point even more, I'll just say it outside. There's Naim Torah, Rav Sirotskin says They didn't even say that they sinned. Did they say they sinned? What did they say? Did they say they sinned? They said that Hashem said that they sinned. Velita makom asher amar Hashem ki chatanu. Even more proving your point, Baruch. They said, let us go to the place that God said, because that God had spoken to us before. That he, the way that Rav Saratsky wanted to say is that Hashem said, right? And then it says here, it says, Hinenu v'alino makom asher amar Hashem. What's lamar? Sha'amnam eretz mitzrayim ki gagad Hashem. Really, eretz mitzrayim is like the garden of Hashem. And it's much better than eretz Canaan. And eretz Canaan is ochel yoshevas. And, okay, but what are they saying here? What do they say? They said that we're going to conquer this land. Hinenu v'alino, we're going to enter the land. Nimsa shalosu tshu al ikar chet. Al hotzas hadiba al eretz chemda. So they didn't really say that, oh, we realize it's really a beautiful land, right? We really think it's a beautiful land. They didn't believe that they could conquer, right? Basically, they said, we'll go up. They didn't really admit that they sinned. They didn't really admit that Eretz Yisrael is really better than Eretz Mitzrayim. They didn't admit that with Hashem's help they can defeat the enemy. They didn't have faith in the capability of God on conquering Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the tshuva was accepted. God said we sinned. They didn't sin. God said we sinned, but we didn't sin. In other words, basically, they're saying, okay, basically, you caught me. You're right. We'll go into Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to die here in the desert. We'll go into Eretz Yisrael. But they're not admitting that really Eretz Yisrael is better than Eretz Mitzrayim. They're not admitting that really with Hashem's help, they can conquer the land. They're not admitting that they sinned. They're saying Hashem said that we sinned. So both the Abravanel and Zayim Latorah find their tshuva to be lacking. Okay? There's the Netziv simply says that they just made a fatal error. The Netziv simply says that they want to demonstrate that they really did tshuva, they're moser nefesh, but Hashem said, you can't go up. Too bad. Abravanel and Zayim Latorah say, no, the tshuva was incomplete. It seems to me that the Netziv, to look at the Netziv's approach is really, what is he really saying, the Netziv? Maybe he can argue, it wasn't that they didn't do tshuva. He could say that Bravanel, they were lacking. They said, we're going to do it ourselves. Or as Naim Latorah saying that Hashem says we sin, but we didn't really sin. Maybe the Netziv is right. Maybe they did tshuva gemura. Maybe they thought that Moshe was just testing them. But sometimes it's the deed was already done. It's true that there's always room for tshuva. There's an interesting what the message here is. Is the message here that you can do tshuva, but they didn't do tshuva, and therefore they weren't successful? Or maybe there's another message here, well, according to the Netziv. Maybe the message is there's always room to do tshuva, but the Bnei Yisrael could not undo the effect of their actions. Their actions clearly indicated they had crossed the line. Because no matter how sincere their repentance had been, the fact is that Hashem wanted us generations later to read about a nation that entered into Eretz Yisrael with complete faith, supremely confident, so the Bnei Yisrael had one opportunity, and they missed their opportunity. And the tragedy of the Ma'apilim is the tragedy of a group of people who couldn't come to terms with this missed opportunity. So again, my chakira of tonight is how do you view what they're doing? Is it vayarshiu? They were wicked, they were like fools. They didn't do real tshuva, right? And therefore they weren't successful. Or maybe they were stubborn. They made a mistake. It was a fatal error, and maybe their tshuva for not believing was accepted, but your tshuva can be accepted, but doesn't mean that the effect of what you've done, that cannot necessarily be undone. You yourself as an individual can return to God, but sometimes what we've done it's sometimes that's hard to undo, and maybe this sin was so severe that this was something that the effects could not be undone, even if the tshuva was legitimate.